每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
12月15日，趁着年轻。不可叫人小看你年轻，总要做信徒的榜样。提摩太前书4章12节。切斯特顿勋爵曾经说过，我相信人在病榻上的忏悔，但我不想等到那时。身患重疾会使人的头脑很难正常运转，应该在我们身体健康的好时光就跟随上帝。然而就主而言，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见。无论是疾病还是健康，无论是活着还是死去，神对我们的爱都是平等的。就我所知，在临终前认识基督的人并不太多。如果我们能在年轻时就来到基督面前，我们的人生就蒙救赎。如果在年纪老迈之时才认识主，灵魂同样能被拯救，也可进入永生，但却没有机会过为主而活的人生了。让我们一同祷告。主啊，请让我对刚刚开始生命航行的年轻人，以及那些步入人生最后旅程心中充满恐惧的老年人有负担，让我能将你救赎的大爱告诉他们。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
December 15th, not too young. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. 1 Timothy 4:12. 12. Lord Chesterton once said, I believe in bedside repentance, but I do not want to depend upon it.During a serious illness, a person's mind does not function normally. Getting right with God is something one should do in the bloom of health. However, as far as the Lord is concerned, his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear, nor his arm shortened that he cannot save. He loves us equally, in sickness or in health, while we are living or while we are dying. In my experience,I have not known of too many people who found Christ on their deathbed. When we come to Christ in our youth, a life is saved. When we come in old age, a soul is salvaged and life eternal is assured. But the opportunity to live a life for Christ has been lost. Let's pray.Lord God, burden my heart to reach out to the young persons starting their adventure in life and the old persons dreading the end of their journey. Let me tell them the message of your saving love. In Jesus' name. Amen.